you want to be really careful about being a slave to the process. So that's the other thing that happens is that the pitchmen bring you not just a set of tools and a dream that you're going to get magical money showing up in your inbox. It's that they bring you a process to follow, right? It's this step. You're going to post this ebook and then you're going to end this ad. They're going to download the ebook, give you their email address, email newsletter, blah, 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 blah. They give you a whole step-by-step process that seems so well thought out and plausible that you take the process and then you start modifying your company to fit that process. So watch out when someone's bringing you a process from the outside, like they know better than you, because that's probably not how you built your business. And then on the positive side, go back and really start thinking about what you have done that has been successful. Gosh, we spend so much time with companies and we say, how did you get, you know, tell me your three best customers you've ever had, the ones that you just wish every customer was like that. And then where'd they come from? How'd you meet them? And you can actually go back and realize that you did have a process. You may not have been thinking about it at the time, may have been accidental, but gosh, you know, I guess we could do more of that. So that's really the key, is thinking about what's worked for you and then building and using the tools around that. So if LinkedIn is the right tool after you know how to do what you want to do, that's great. So it's, don't start with the tool. You select the tool last. Otherwise, the hammer salesman's going to convince you that everything's a nail.
Select the tool last. Okay.